I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. Following a lengthy investigation, the Division I Committee on Infractions announced late last week findings and penalties related to recruiting violations at the University of Mississippi football program. The panel determined that six football staff members and 12 boosters were involved in $37,000 going to prospects in the form of cash payments, use of automobiles, lodging, meals, transportation, and apparel. Additional violations by two staff members involve fraudulent test scores for three of the prospects, along with a potential suspension and several show cause restrictions on the former staff members involved. Ole Miss will serve 3 years of probation, incur a financial penalty, be banned from postseason football play this season and next, vacate all wins involving the ineligible student-athletes, and suffer scholarship and recruiting restrictions through 2019. Additionally, the school must disassociate itself from the boosters involved. The chief hearing officer, Greg Christopher, spoke about the seriousness of the violation.
This case strikes at the heart of what college sports stands for, and is the direct culture, or the direct result of a culture where rules violations were an acceptable part of the Ole Miss football program. That culture has existed at Ole Miss for decades and continued through the investigation of this case. The university had prior cases in 1986 and 1994 with facts strikingly similar to this case. Indeed, this is now the third case over three decades that has involved boosters and the football program.
More to come on This Week in the NCAA.
Every day, the NCAA is working across campuses to keep college athletes safe by committing research and resources to their physical and mental health. Physical and mental health includes, but is not limited to, education, research initiatives, and new policies on concussion, promoting best practices around cardiac health, sexual violence prevention and education, mental health resources and training, alcohol and other drug abuse prevention, guidance on nutrition, sleep, and performance, creating safety guidelines for all NCAA sports, support of the American Development Model to prevent overuse injuries. Whew. And that's just what we could fit within 30 seconds. Visit ncaa.org/wellbeing to learn more.
The Division I FBS four-team playoff selections were announced last Sunday. On January 1st, top-seeded Clemson will meet the four-seed Alabama, while the two-seed Oklahoma will take on third-seeded Georgia. The winners will meet in the championship game on the 8th of January in Atlanta. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.